T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Happy, beautiful Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining us. And thanks again to the good folks at SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education at TPC Golf Course, and the great man Bill Popp for hosting us yesterday at the golf event to promote SAVE.
Absolutely. And you know what? Thank you to CCO Radio for the resources to allow us to go live.
That's right.
From TPC and talk about depression, talk about suicide. Mm-hmm. These are tough, tough topics to talk about, but we have to keep talking.
Jordana, Paul, Susan Blanche at the helm. Susan, thanks for all your hard work out there, and thanks to Joe Jonkis, who set us up out there. And moving on to today.
Yes, and there is some good news. The markets were up today.
Yeah, like what, 500 so far?
It was over 4. Yeah, NASDAQ was up about 150, so a good day on the markets. In reaction to the Trump administration announcing a new 10% import duty, a tariff on cell phones, laptops, video game consoles, toys, computer monitors, footwear, clothing, everything in China, it's going to be delayed until December 15th. It was supposed to take effect, Jor, on September 1st.
Okay.
It's about $300 billion worth of remaining Chinese imports.
Got it. So I guess that's good news for back to school if you're buying any of those products. But the tariffs will come right in time for the holidays. So Merry Christmas.
But again, the subtext seems to be, hey, give us more time to try to work out.
That's great. And work it out. You guys work it out.
Although Politico reports that the conventional wisdom across Wall Street is that no trade deal will be struck with China before the 2020 election. Business investment will sag, and a series of interest rate cuts from the Fed may not be enough to juice more growth out of an economy now in its 10th year of expansion, the longest stretch of economic expansion in American history. So we shall see.
Pretty good stuff. I had an amazing experience today with my iPhone that's probably made in China, with glass that's probably made from glass that's made in China, all this
Isn't
good stuff.
Isn't it the Gorilla Glass? I thought the glass is made in upstate New York.
Oh, do they make it here
Corning.
In upstate New York?
I think it's Corning, yeah.
Oh, I know where that is.
Yeah.
I know that we're like totally off topic here because I want to get to bulletproof backpacks.
You can do anything once.
And then vaping. But I cracked the glass on my iPhone.
Yeah.
I was hugging one of my children as they were leaving for camp. My phone fell. I was taking pictures and my phone was in my hand and it fell on the floor. And of course, it cracked on the corner that the only exposed part of the glass, because of course I have a screen protector on it because I have, I'm me and I have 3 children with phones and we need to be as protected as we can. I got to wrap those things in like condoms if I would. But, so I have a case on it and then I have the glass. So it falls on the ground right at the part that's exposed and it cracks the glass underneath the screen protector. So the screen protector is
fine.
Yeah, the screen protector is totally protected, but the glass shatters under the iPhone. But it was still usable. And I have insurance on my phone. Did I mention the 3 kids? So I have insurance on my phone and the 3 kids in case something like this happens. So I call the insurance and I say, look, I cracked my glass. I need somebody to I need to get it fixed. Where do I go? Like, well, you can go to this place in Richfield or we can come to you. I'm like, excuse me?
That sounds too good to be
They're
true.
They're like, yeah.
That's fake news.
I had to pay $29. For $29, the tech comes to your house and fixes your iPhone right there at your kitchen counter. I'm like, really? So I paid the $29. And then, of course, today we were running a little late. So I said, I got to get my kids to the dentist appointment. And the tech said, oh, no problem. I'll just meet you at the dentist. I'm like, is this like, I'm like, where's the candid camera that community, that like customer service still exists in the universe?
What is the name of this company?
Okay, I will say it on the air because they did a great job.
We should hold up companies that have amazing customer
service. It's called Asurion.
Asurion.
A-S-U-R-I-O-N. H-U-R-I-A-N. I believe. I don't know. I tweeted about them. Literally, I made my kid take a video of him fixing my iPhone at the dentist office this morning.
$29
Well, I look, I pay the insurance. I pay $11 a month every month for the insurance. So it all right. comes out in the
there
wash.
There you go.
It all comes out in the wash. But they came to the dentist appointment and fixed my iPhone right there in the waiting room while my kids were going to get their teeth cleaned.
Did they fix your teeth too?
My teeth are fine.
That would have been awesome.
They fixed the kids, but isn't that great? And I did tweet out at Jordana WCCO a video of that. I really thought, yeah, Asurion, my friend is texting me, A-S-U-R-I-O-N. Paula, thank you.
Asurion.
I was spelling it wrong, but I tweeted at them and I said, you know, in a world of just getting screwed right and left, I said, thank you for, I know I paid for it, so it's not like I got a deal or anything.
Well,
but
what happens if you don't have the insurance?
Then you're screwed. Then you have to pay either $189 or whatever it costs to get your screen fixed. I have no idea. Or you get a new phone.
Wow.
I don't know. But whatever. I know that's like a sidebar.
It's a happy ending.
It was about the tariffs. I was thinking, gosh, I can't live without my phone. And when you have a cracked glass, it's really hard to use. So I'm thinking about all the things that we might get taxed on. That was one of my things.
And all the things, if you count up the number of things we buy from China now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Would have been impacted by this tariff. So we get a little bit of a stay of execution, a reprieve until maybe December.
So total sidebar, but, you know, shout out for great customer service.
Yeah,
so I appreciate
cool.
that. Before we talk about vaping, there was another story that was trending for us about bulletproof backpacks. So this is a thing, folks. And not only is it a thing, sales have increased in the company that makes bulletproof backpacks 200% since the mass shootings last weekend. Bulletproof backpacks became a thing a few years back, in fact. This was it was a while ago. After the Virginia Tech shooting about 12 years ago, the founder of Bullet Blocker, Joe Curran, had two school-age kids. And he said, you know what? I'm afraid. I know that was at Virginia Tech, but he said what he did was he put body armor into his kids' backpacks. Well, classmates' parents were asking for these kind of inserts for their kids' bags, and he said it grew into a business. All right, the company's website has a bulletproof backpack called a consumer favorite. The prices range, get this, from $160 to $490.
Jeez.
It's a lot of money, $160 to $490. But again, they have armor in it to protect your children.
Yeah, ballistic panels are sewn into the back of the backpacks.
Business is up 200% because, you know, we have an epidemic of mass shootings in this country. And I'm thinking about it. I mean, my kids come home and tell me about their active duty drills. My son actually said to me once, he goes, Mom, we did our active shooter drill. And by the way, I'm the first one to get killed because I'm in the front row of everybody huddled together. And I'm like, great. Thanks for that information. And like, he knew it. He's like, because I'm on the outside of the huddle that we have to get into. So I was like, okay. So let me tell you, I'm thinking about these bulletproof backpacks.
What's bizarre, too, is that some of these can withstand 9mm or 44 Magnum and even shotgun ammunition, but they will not protect against rifles or assault weapons. And isn't it sad?
Well, they only use assault weapons, so.
It's sad that we even have to mention this.
Well, but that's just life.
This is a thing for back to school. Some parents are trying to find bulletproof backpacks.
That is life for my children, friend, your children that are currently in school. The other big story today, the other trending story today is vaping. The Minnesota Health Department, of course, has come out and issued a public notice that says vaping is related to specific illnesses in patients. Huh. Right? Wasn't that supposed to be safe, Paul? Did I miss something here?
If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. And this has been the concern that a lot of people have had. You know, we don't know what we don't know about vaping. What are we putting into our lungs? What are we putting into our bodies?
We're going to talk a little bit more about the Minnesota Department of Health warning, okay? Laura Olivan is going to be joining us with the what's going on in the warning, what to tell your kids, how high is this epidemic? I mean, a lot of our kids are using it, my goodness. And even if you're not a kid, it can still be very dangerous for you. So what did the Minnesota Health Department have to say today? Find out next. Welcome back. It's 3:26. Joining us now is Laura Olivan. Laura is the tobacco control manager at the Minnesota Department of Health, which put out a study today that said vaping, no, it's bad for you. Laura, welcome to the program. Laura?
Hey, Laura. Yes.
You've issued a warning, right? Tell us about this warning. What should listeners know about vaping?
Well, the Minnesota Department of Health issued a health advisory warning about four cases that have been reported at the Minnesota Children's Hospital, four cases with adolescents that have severe lung injury and who have also reported that they have been vaping.
So what did the vaping cause in the children? You said severe lung injury. I read a story about a lung collapse. Did it cause that? Did it cause a disease? Is it permanent damage?
Well, I'll let Children's Hospital speak to that. They're characterizing it as severe lung injury. And what's interesting about this is that when the youth came in, they might have presented with symptoms indicative of pneumonia. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have to be so careful with these cases.
Just for our listeners, the health officials did say they suffered shortness of breath, fever, cough, vomiting, and diarrhea. So if you're experiencing that could be due to your vaping.
That's correct. So, but after ruling out all the kind of pneumonia-like diagnoses, we're left with the fact that the youth all had been vaping.
Why is vaping so dangerous for us, Laura?
Well, really, we don't know what the long-term consequences of vaping are, but we know for sure that it is not safe for youth, and no amount of nicotine is safe. So for youth, as their developing brains are growing, we know that it can impact learning, memory, attention. It can change the brain chemistry to increase long-term susceptibility to addiction, not only to tobacco, but other drugs and alcohol. But now we're spending a little more time looking at what's in the aerosol that they breathe in and is emitted. And the CDC reports ultrafine particles can be inhaled that deep into the lung, flavorings such as diacetyl, which is a chemical linked to serious lung disease, volatile organic compounds, cancer-causing chemicals, and even heavy metals such as nickel, tin, and lead.
Yeah, just looking at the Juul website here, the formulation in these vaping products, glycerol, propylene glycol, natural oils, extracts, benzoic acid. And so we're pulling that into our lungs. What message would you have to people that are vaping, or maybe their kids are vaping or their parents are vaping? What is the overarching message right now from the Minnesota Department of Health?
Thank you. No amount of nicotine. Youth should not be vaping. There are long-term health consequences that are severe. Parents need to be engaged to have conversations with their youth. Doctors need to be screening all their patients for vaping. Schools need to be engaged in increasing awareness that this is a dangerous activity and the full long-term consequences are unknown.
Thank you for not pulling your punch. No,
this is a serious situation, and we all need to be taking action.
Laura Olivan, Tobacco Control Manager at the Minnesota Department of Health. Thank you for getting us up to speed, Laura.
My pleasure.
I took I copied the article. I sent it to all three of my children. I said, do not vape ever, period.
There is no safe alternative.
Let's just be done pretending that this was a safer alternative. Let's be done pretending there aren't any bad consequences. We don't know them yet, so just don't do it. Just be done. Quit smoking. Be done. Now we know.
Yeah.
Right. It's also 3:30. When we get back, Rick Nelson is going to be joining us. Rick took a trip to Duluth, and he made a list of the 20 best restaurants in Duluth. Hear them next. Did you guys catch that in Paul's last commercial, as I approach Medicare eligible
years?
Let's
not rush it.
Rick Nelson and I both made fun of you about that.
Yeah.
As I get old, is what you were saying.
As I become wiser and more mature.
You can own that. This year I had to color my hair, get a little Botox and stuff because, I'm feeling old.
Wait, you got Botox?
Yeah, look at my forehead. Doesn't it look non-movable?
Holy cow. You can see it.
We're streaming it on Facebook Live. They can see it. Non-movable.
That's
a whole nother segment. Rick Nelson is in the house.
I did not know that. You can see
Rick Nelson, who is not approaching his Medicare eligible years.
Oh, yes, I am. Feet first.
We are grateful to have you back in the studio, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
So Duluth is this hip town now.
Right?
Who knew?
I mean, I just saw a story in my paper a couple of days ago that said last weekend was the like the mountaintop of Duluth tourism for the summer, which and, you know, they were expecting thousands of people to go to Duluth, many of them from the Twin Cities. I guess it's the number one kind of weekend destination for Twin Cityans to get away. Yeah,
and
who knew?
But is it worthy? I mean, you wrote the 20 best Duluth restaurants and breweries. So is a weekend enough?
A weekend is enough. I think it's enough. I mean, it's enough. But, you know, here's the thing. Could I have even come up with 20 places 5 years ago? I don't think so. You know,
really?
I mean, I think there's a lot going on, particularly in the world of, you know, the brewery distillery world. I think there's a lot of really interesting things going on. There's a couple of places that do that have really great tap rooms and are brewing really delicious and unusual beers.
And can they do well in Duluth? Is the tourism enough or is the local population?
Well, I think, particularly for the breweries, I think the locals can really help support those. But in fact, that one of my favorite places is called Bent Paddle. It's not exactly in the tourism-centric part of the city. It's in a new kind of up-and-coming neighborhood called Lincoln Park. And let's face it, that's not Canal Park. It's not where people are going. It's, you know, west of downtown in this kind of, hardscrabble old commercial neighborhood that's really coming back because of places like Bent Paddle and because of a number of restaurants that are doing really cool things there. One of my favorite ice cream shops in the state of Minnesota is in Lincoln Park. It's a really wonderful little place called Love Creamery. And the woman who owns it, Nicole Wild, she started the way a lot of people do in that she had a little cart and she was making ice cream and selling it down in Canal Park to people. Mm-hmm. And she matriculated her way into a shop and she like takes local ingredients from around Duluth and turns it into ice cream. It's fabulous.
Wow.
Yeah, That's really a great idea. Yeah. So why go to Dairy Queen when you can go to, you know, Love Creamery?
By the way, this update brought to you by Dairy Queen. Well, there goes that endorsement.
Stop it. You know, I love a good dip cone, you know,
or
a butterscotch dilly bar. You know,
I'm all for it. We all indulge, but there are other things out there. What else caught your eye? You're going to Duluth. You've got maybe two full days, a Saturday and a Sunday. What is stuff you can't miss, Rick?
Well, there are two things I think you absolutely cannot miss. One is you go up the shore a little bit out of Duluth, 15 minutes out of Duluth.
It's a different climate zone, too, when you're
totally
up on the hill.
Up on the shore, actually. You go further up the shore.
Beyond Duluth.
Okay. So you go like 15 minutes past Glen Sheen, if you know where
the Glen Sheen is.
Martyrs.
Yeah, there's a wonderful restaurant called the New Scenic Cafe, which is like one of the state's great restaurants. And you really should go there. It's fantastic. It's just a little bit off the lake. It's got a beautiful view from certain tables. And it's really like really excellent cooking, really charming atmosphere, really superior service. Lunch and dinner every day. I feel like you can't go to Duluth without going to that restaurant. It's, like I said, one of the state's great restaurants. One of my favorite places,
Say the name again.
It's called the New Scenic Cafe.
The New Scenic Cafe.
And it's celebrating its 20th anniversary this year,
you
which in restaurant
go.
Years is like
That's
a century.
Pretty, oh my They're doing
gosh,
something
a
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was the last time I was – no, not the second last time I was there. It was in January. And it was like 18 below, right? And the place was packed. And, you know, it's a good 15 minutes out of Duluth. I'm like, good for Duluth for supporting this restaurant at 18 below.
Love
you
that.
Know?
There's something I – mean, the last time I was in Duluth, it has a kind of a hip vibe.
Yeah.
Almost a hipster vibe.
It does.
I get that vibe when I'm in Seattle a little bit. But, I mean, there is something really unique about Duluth.
And I feel like when I go there and the hipster vibe, it's like, you know, the boots and the beards and the flannel thing. That's just what people wear there. It's
right.
not like, you know,
They're
it's not like a fashion statement,
yeah,
you know.
It's just being themselves. Yeah.
That's good.
A place that I love in Canal Park, though, that I think has also just celebrated its 20th anniversary is a place called Northern Waters Smokehouse. And it's tiny. It's like the size of, a couple of cubicles in my office. And it's a deli counter. And they mostly do sandwiches, but they also have a counter where you can get smoked fish or they do their own pastrami. They do all their own smoked meats. And you can't see where they do all of it, but it's in this rabbit warren of rooms in the basement of this building that I got a tour of last year. And I was shocked that they were able to do what they're able to do in this crazy facility. And then you go upstairs to this little shop, and it's phenomenal. It's the best restaurant within the city limits of Duluth, and it's a little deli counter.
So Remind us the name.
It's called Northern Waters Smokehouse.
Northern Waters Smokehouse.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
What else?
God, you're making
out
me
at?
Hungry.
I know. I'm thinking. What do I have at my desk to have a nosh on? I'm hungry now.
You know, a place that I also really love that's also up the shore. So it's just like maybe 5 minutes past the New Scenic, and I didn't have it in my story. but it's a candy shop, and it's called Great Lakes Candy Company, and it's in this old little house, super charming. You walk in, and the smell of caramel just knocks you on the floor. Like, you know, they're always making caramel in a big copper pot, you know, and that's, you know, that buttery, you know, smell.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. And they make what I think is my favorite little ice cream bar there. It's a little vanilla ice cream bar that they dip in chocolate and coconut and salted peanuts. And like, if I was smart, I would pack a freezer or a freezer in my car with some freezing and buy like 3 dozen of them so I could live on them for the rest of the summer.
And they're good for you.
And they're, right? Yeah, well, it's dairy. It's all good for you, right? Yeah. Yeah. Protein with the nuts, you know, it's
awesome.
All good. Right. Yeah.
Right? I'm hungry now. We need to go to Duluth. So you can eat your way through Duluth now.
And you can drink your way through Duluth. So one of my favorite distilleries is a place called Vicray Distillery, where they're making, you know, vodkas and gins using water from Lake Superior. And they have a wonderful little, you know, a cocktail room where they serve really delicious cocktails, you know, using, of course, their spirits. Mm-hmm. And then they put together like a little cheese plate and a little charcuterie plate with some charcuterie from Northern Waters Smokehouse, which I previously mentioned.
Right.
And a couple of local cheesemakers. It's an incredibly sophisticated and grown-up way to experience Duluth, to go into this cocktail room, mm-hmm. having a really nice cocktail or two, this beautiful plate, and then go and have dinner somewhere. And it's right by the lift bridge. It's like you can actually almost touch the lift bridge from the front door.
Look at you. You sound surprised yourself from all of this.
Well, you know, I've been going to Duth for, mm-hmm. you know, writing about Duth for 20 years. You know, like every 3 or 4 years, I'll like mm-hmm. go up and I'll do that story. And really, it's only in the last 2 or 3 years that story is really a lot of fun to do, because there's so many exciting and interesting new people doing cool food in Duluth. You can get an amazing cup of coffee in Duluth now at a place called the Duluth Coffee Company by a guy who grew up in Stillwater, went to UMD, became obsessed with coffee, and now brews his own coffee in a facility on East Superior Street in downtown Duluth. And it's fantastic.
All right. So the question we have to ask here, are you ready?
Yeah.
For the fair? Have you been doing
your
training?
The fair. Yeah.
I mean, a food critic at the fair, I don't know.
I know, but after all these delicacies and intricate food and really well thought out, I mean, now you're just eating things fried on a stick.
Yeah. Well, you got the comfort food at the fair, the stuff that people keep coming back to.
Right.
Like Sweet Martha. You know, you almost feel obligated to stop in. But there's also some fine dining, some really good food out there.
There's some really good food there. And one of the things I was just thinking about as I was walking over here was my favorite new food from last year has been a favorite sandwich of mine for years, the BLT at the Birchwood Cafe, which they started serving at the fair last year. This year, they're going to update it by putting a fried egg on it, which I think is like
perfect.
The best idea in the whole world. Because what isn't great with a fried egg on it?
Nothing.
A great Minnesota-raised fried egg.
Yeah. Maybe a piece of avocado.
Okay.
Is that too like frou-frou millennial?
Well, it's not Minnesota. They're using all Minnesota ingredients on these BLTs too. But, you know, if somebody is raising avocados in a greenhouse somewhere, you ought to let the Birchwood know about it.
Are you going to stop by and say hi when we're out at the fair?
Oh,
yes,
I'd love to.
Of course he is.
Are you looking forward to the fair?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a question. Yeah. How many days is it going to take you to eat your way through the fair?
Well, I will go on the first day and I will taste every new food that I can find at the fair on that day.
Okay.
And then I will go back maybe 2 days later for another story where I'll try like another 20 or 25 foods.
So you might have to come on Monday then.
Yeah.
Either Friday or Monday, and then you'll tell everybody what's a winner and
what's
you should
a loser,
skip.
Right.
Yeah, what you should. Because, you know, Rick's not pulling any punches. If it's crap, he's not going to tell you to waste the calories.
No,
it.
Or the money. I mean, because let's face it, the fair is not inexpensive.
Yeah, and the Star Tribune is not paying for everybody else.
No, they're just paying for me. Yeah.
I don't know. Rick, I don't know how you stay so skinny.
You're my new best friend, Paul.
At some point.
I've never been bigger.
Never needed your stomach pumped at the end of the fair, you know?
No, but, you know, it's so funny. After I leave the fair, particularly that first day when I've, you know, tasted 45 or 50 foods and I have to go back to the newsroom and write that story, the first thing I do is take a shower and change my clothing.
Dude, I was going to say take a nap. Holy cow.
Or spend some time in the bathroom. I'm not sure. Yeah, sorry. I don't want to gross anybody out. But
I usually pick up
a
salad at Spoon River so I can have like some greens that I can, you know, consume while I'm writing my story.
Thank God you're a trained professional, Rick. You're going to get through this. We're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun to see you, Rick. And it was really interesting to read about the 20 best Duluth restaurants and breweries. This is fascinating. I'm sure it's a nice shout out to Duluth and anybody going. Now we know where to go.
Now you know where to go. And you've got a couple more weeks before the summer comes to its cruel end. So, enjoy it.
All right. We'll see you out at the fair.
And see you at the fair.
Rick will be live on the porch with us so you can see him there again.
All right.
Thanks,
best.
Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Okay, the Twins are in Milwaukee. First pitch, 7:10. Pregame show starts at 6:30 tomorrow, 1:10. Is the first pitch. And tomorrow, for the first time ever, YouTube has exclusive rights to telecast the game. Any PC, mobile device, or smart TV, fans can view the game free of charge without signing up for a YouTube account. Our resident sexpert coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.